Hey everyone, John Gonzalez here from MLive.com.
And Amy Sherman, and we'd like to welcome you to this special podcast edition from MLive.
So Amy, who do we have next on the show?
We are so lucky to have our very good friend, Mr. Tim High from the Mackinac Island Visitors Bureau.
It's great to see you guys. How are you?
Doing good. Now you guys are kind of in hibernation on the island.
Yeah. You know, when we hibernate with nails, hammers, and a lot of wood.
You do a lot of work on the island.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. You know, Grand Hotel is adding the new dormers up top, so you get three more suites there. You've got all sorts of things downtown. The Pink Pony has a new bar in the Chippewa Hotel, which they're part of.
I forgot about that. That's right. That's so exciting.
Starbucks is being expanded, which you hate to talk about, you know, a franchise on the island, but that's one that we can all live with, right?
Yeah, that's right.
They are busy.
They are busy. Mary's Draft House is going to offer breakfast this year. All sorts of little surprises coming up. The Ice House behind the Island House, one of our favorite places because you can hide back there a little bit. And they have screen doors, so you really feel like you're, you know, up north at Grandma's cottage, and you can hear the doors slamming. They're going to do a full barbecue pit, so they'll have a full barbecue menu along with other things.
So that's lots kind of fun little things. That's a place that's kind of an insider tip, which is one thing I love talking to you about Mackinac Island, because a lot of people are used to, you know, the Grand Hotel and the big places, but there are these hidden gems all over the island that a lot of people don't know about.
You know, there really are, and it's what's nice about it is that that's why I think that's why people return so often is because one Mackinac trip is not like the next, and there's so many different experiences that you can have, and they're easy to discover when you go to MackinacIsland.org. Oh, shameless plug, sorry.
Tim, you mentioned a lot of new things that people are going to discover, but you also started out saying that, you know, that the island is busy during the off season with all the construction, everything happening.
Yeah.
We noticed it last year when we were there, Amy and I, when we were there last fall, when the island closes, when the last islander leaves. We were at the Chippewa, and they had a crew in there the very next day already tearing that place up and building that bar.
You're right, John, and they've got to take advantage of the good weather of November until things freeze and get that done. So they're thinking about it. They've got to get the materials to the island before, if we ever had an ice bridge again, then they don't want to be, you know, shy of materials. But, yeah, November 1st, November 2nd, boom, you got a whole different crowd on that boat coming over to work on the island.
And the other thing that's amazing to me is we sometimes get to go up early in the season, and you guys are working until the very first opening day. I mean, literally working.
You're right. And, you know, it's kind of like putting on a musical or a Broadway play.
Right.
You know, until the curtain opens, there's a whole lot of work going on behind the scenes.
And that's the magic of the island. It has an allure and a charm, but when you pull back, it's just a community. It's a small community where everyone knows everyone. Everyone has a common goal. Everyone pitches in, and you're a tight-knit group up there.
Yeah, we are, and I think that's why the island works, because it's genuine. It's not concrete. It's not man-made. It's, you know, it's all nature. And, of course, you know, we put some buildings up there and things like that, but it's a working island. Those horses aren't there for show business.
Yeah.
I mean, they look nice, and they are entertaining, but they're there for work. And you're watching a working island. It's really fun. You know, the Grand Hotel celebrating their 130th year this year, and they did a wonderful documentary with PBS in Detroit. And I hope people get a chance to see that, because you can see behind the curtain a little bit there, see what's going on in the kitchen, see what kind of work goes on in the wintertime and behind the scenes. And I think people really enjoy that.
It's fascinating. It's a fascinating show. And I know, it's on PBS if people want to stream it, because it is really, really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you get to not only see the movers and shakers, some of the people behind the scenes, people that are working in the stables, you know, some of the employees there. And that's what I love about Grand Hotel. They are also a family within a family, too.
Oh, they are. Family-owned. You know, this family has had it for three generations. They'll probably, hopefully, have it for a long time to go. But, you know, what's nice about how important all the employees are and how they keep coming back year after year. I learned by watching that documentary that even the horses that Grand Hotel owns, they have name tags. Just the same name tag that the employees wear, the human employees
wear. I never noticed that.
Yeah. So if you go in the stable next time and you go right by the stable, you'll see their little name tag right by their stable.
So
it's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, awesome. I learned that. That was new to me, too. I did not know that at all. Tim, give people an idea what you do there for the CBB, the Tourism Bureau, because when you come off that boat there, I mean, there you guys are. Your little shack's there.
Yeah, you bet.
It's not a shack. It's a cottage. It's a quaint cottage, John.
Well, you know what quaint means. No bathrooms.
That's why he likes the expansion of Starbucks.
That's right.
So, yeah, you know, we are the information booth. So if anybody and everybody does have a question, they come to the booth, and it's right off of the Starline dock, which used to be the Arnold dock.
That's right.
And that's a big change for this year, too. So that's what we're there to give information. You know, we're building an app right now. What we want to do is expand the information booth so people can study and spend more time enjoying themselves and not having to plan their trip once they get to the island.
I like that. Well, you did just redo your whole website as well, right?
Yeah, it's for the third time in the past 4 years. Yeah, I
mean, and there's so much information on that.
Yeah, it's a monster. Yeah.
Well, the one thing I do like about your shack, I mean cottage.
It's quaint.
Where you can ask questions. There are no dumb questions
no.
to come up there. And so if you are a first-time visitor, go ahead and stop by and, mm-hmm. and ask where to get ice cream or what hike should I take. Like, I love that about you guys.
That's
you're such a there's just so much information, so many cool things to do on the island that you might not know about.
Oh, yeah. And the ladies that work there are just, they have the servant hearts about them. And they're just, they enjoy the island. They love the island. They are island files. Is that a word?
You just made it up.
Yeah.
All right. So our little island files just loves sharing information. It's fun. And they're very passionate about it.
Now, Tim, we've been to the island. Amy and I have been there a million times.
No way.
And you come back?
You know, we will be back. But here's the funny thing. A lot of people listening to this right now either have a relationship with the island yeah. or they've thought about going and they've never made the trip, right, or made the plans for it. Tell me a little bit about your website. When you get to the website to navigate it, and I would imagine everything is right there you need, right?
We hope so. I mean, you usually find out from somebody, guess what, this isn't there. But you can take a video tour if you want on the website. You can check out the lodging if you want, the restaurants, the activities on the island. We've got some recommendations if you're going to be there for a day or 3 days or 5 days, so some itineraries. So hopefully all the tools are there, and hopefully you can find them. If not, call John, and he'll call me.
I love it. Well, we should say, John, we are going to be back up on the island,
yes.
and we will be hosting the Lilac Festival again, and that's one of your big kind of kickoff to summer events.
It really is. You know, this year it is June 9th through the 18th. It is our 59th annual Lilac Festival, which is nice. We'll have a big one next year, and hopefully we're going to try to get all the queens, the former queens that come
all
back.
The queens, yes, Tim.
Yeah. The Lilac Festival queens, yeah. So, and you guys do a great job emceeing the parade, which is on the 18th, and it's at 4 o'clock on the 18th, and as you know, that's that is a fun, it's the longest horse hitch parade in the United States, we think, but until someone tells us it's not, that's what it is.
Oh my goodness,
what just an enjoyable, because the island is just alive with all these different with all these different lilacs and all these different colors and different types, and something about lilacs people just absolutely love. So it's a great thing to have a parade around.
It sure is.
And it's a signature of the island. I mean, you think of the island, you think of the horses,
yep.
and you think of the lilacs.
And the fudge.
I just love that parade, though, because I think a lot of people might think, oh, this is going to be a big touristy thing. But it, to me, that parade is a shining example of the community of Magna Island, because it is the school children and it is the businesses. And you really get, that to me is when I get the sense of this is a real working community.
Yeah, that's nice. And it is. Plenty of music, plenty of things you expect to have, but also that community aspect.
I love that. Well, if people want to get more information about Mackinac Island, where should they go, Tim High?
If I was you, I would go to MackinacIsland.org right now.
And plan that trip.
This is Tim High from the Mackinac Island Tourism Bureau, and really want to thank MLive for this opportunity to be on today's podcast.